after that that we've been able to see and hear. I know everybody's got their work and that they've got to do, and I encourage them to come on and do it. Because I'll assure you, if you don't, you're giving place for the devil. You're giving place for the devil, and it will cause you serious problems. You may be able to deal with them for a day or two, but you don't do long enough, and I promise you, you'll get where you want to and can't. That's just the way that it is. But we're truly, truly thankful for, Brother Randy said the young ones is taking in more than we realize. Probably some of the young ones could tell us more than some of the adults that's been here. I mean, if you just want to get right down to it and tell it like it is, some of them has had that heart circumcised at a young age, and it's tender and it's more absorbent than some of us older ones. But I need your prayers tonight. I really and truly do. I guess y'all wonder why I go out. I have to go out and get this thing hooked up. Me and electronics just don't get along. I have a problem. I have to get them boys at work to work with my phone. I don't know nothing about none of it. I like the flip phone, hello and bye, and all this other stuff. It gets me confused and gets me in trouble. Most time I tear it up, and that's the reason I want to go make sure I handle it real easy, because it's easy for me to tear it up. But I'm really and truly thankful to be here, and I'm glad that you're here. If we've invited you, I'm not going to call names, and you're here, it means a whole lot to us. It really and truly does. Thankful that you heard the plea. You heard the plea, and you come, and I hope that you get something out of it. And I know that if you've listened to us this week, you might be of the mindset that we're thinking that God's up there ready just to push you off into hell. But that's not the case. That's not the case. He loves you. He loved you enough that he come and paid the ultimate price. Amen. That you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. But him having done that, the rest is up to you. Amen. The rest is up to you. People says, I'm not worried about it. I serve a great big God and he has all control. He's in control and he's going to take care of things. That's true, but it's not going to be took care of the way they're thinking it's going to be took care of. He has given us a space. Jezebel, he gave her a place to repent. And the Bible said she repented not. And she had her place. And he has give us this week opportunity, and I'm afraid some has made the wrong choice, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep seeking, and I want to hear good news. I'm expecting to hear good news, but we're going to read one verse of Scripture and just trust the Lord for leadership and guidance. And I need your prayers tonight. I really and truly do. My knee's bothering me a little bit, but I'm not going to make excuses. If I can get in my place, we can forget about this fleshly man and just do that the Lord would have us to do. But in the 15th chapter of Proverbs, we're going to read one verse and trust the Lord in that for leadership and guidance. The 15th chapter and the 3rd verse, it reads like this. It says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." I'm going to read that again. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He has an all-seeing eye. He don't put blinders on, and he don't overlook this, and he don't overlook that. But he is beholding the evil and the good. Where at in mine and your life? In mine and your life. That's where it's at. And if I had a thought tonight, if I had something that I was going to try to get you to consider and maybe to take home with you, it would simply be this. God knows the situation. God knows the situation. God knows your heart. He knows where you're at. He knows your uprisings, your down settings, and your thoughts are far off. And I told you early in the week, you can't surprise God. You can't surprise God. You may think that on a whim you'll do this or you'll do that, but my friend, I'm here to tell you that before you done it, God knew you was going to do it. God knew that you was going to do it, and you may have surprised yourself today with some of the things that you've done, but I want you to know God knew you were going to do them before you done it. But still, He is extending mercy, knowing your thoughts and knowing where you're at, my friend. He stands ready, my friend, and that to give you a helping hand. He stands ready to pick you up out of that horrible pit. He stands ready to comfort you in the midnight hour. My friend, I want you to know you have everything to do with it. It's of a free will. Whosoever will, let him come. Let him drink of the water of life freely. He said, "I set before you this day a blessing and a curse." And he, what did he say? He said, "Choose, choose." In other words, you have everything to do with it. And God is aware of the situation. We could go all the way to Genesis if we wanted to, and talk about when Eve took of the forbidden fruit. There, my friend, I want you to know that when her and Adam sewed the big leaves together, and hid amongst the trees. God was aware of the situation. He knew right where they were at. He knew what they had done. He knew what they were trying to cover up. My friend, we cannot surprise God tonight. He is aware of the situation, whether it be good or whether it be bad. My friend, I want you to know he is aware of the situation. Listen, I see in the Bible, and I've told you, God is without respect to person. It's whosoever will, let him come. I see in the Bible over there one time, there was a harlot, my friend, that had recognized who God was. She understood who God was. God knew her situation. My friend, and he did not leave her without a way out. He knows your situation. My friend, and if you're looking for a way out, my friend, God's ready to supply the way. Listen, Joshua, he had done been over there. He had done spied out the land. He knew what was over there. But Joshua, my friend, had it in his heart to send those men out to spy out. He said, even Jericho. In other words, that's where I want you to go, my friend. And they go over there, and they didn't have to wander through the street. My friend, they went straight to Rahab's house. Glory be to God. And I want you to know that she, my friend, was already doing what she could. Doing what she could. You say, preacher, what are you saying? My friend, she had laid some flax in order, my friend. I want you to know, to get that you need, you're going to have to put some things in order.
Amen.
That's just the way that it is. That's just the way that it is. Listen, he didn't pass by and give me salvation and leave me in that pit to waller in it and to live like I wanted to. But my friend, when I cried out, and I reached up and he reached down and he took a hold, he pulled me up out of that horrible pit. Glory be to God. I want you to know, when I come out of that place, I was a different man. Glory be to God. I no longer was what I used to be. And I'll tell you, you're going to have to just nail me down to find out anything about what I used to be, because I don't like to give the devil one bit of credit, my friend. I want you to see me for who I am, what I am, and want to get the same thing. Here Rahab is. Oh, God knows the situation. Here she is, living in a city, my friend, that is right on the brink of being overtook and destroyed, my friend. I want you to know, you're right on the brink in a place that's fixing to be destroyed, my friend. And God, through his intimate mercy, is willing to help you do something about it, because he's well aware of your situation.
Amen.
Oh, I'd like to get where I could preach. I really and truly would. But Rahab, listen, she laid some things in order. And when the men come up there, she hit them. She hit them, my friend, at the convenient time. I'm just a high spot preacher, my friend. But when it got where she could talk to them and get one on one. She said, listen. She said, all of our hearts did melt when we heard what y'all done to the kings on the other side. I said, there's no fight left in us. Glory be to God. She said, I know there is no other God like your God above the earth, beneath the earth, in the earth. Give me a true token. Show me some mercy. God knows your situation. Listen, here she is, a harlot, probably the talk of the town. Nobody had much respect for her, but glory be to God, I want you to know she was getting in a place to come out of there. Why? God knew the situation and he was making a way when there was not a way. She said, I know God has given you the land. She said, there's no fight in us. She said, when you come in to the land and you take it, she said, will you spare me and my father and my mother and my kindred? Glory be to God. She knew what was fixing to happen, and she was begging for mercy, and God knew the situation. Being without respect a person, help was on the way. She said, I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. When you come into the land, spare me and my household. They said, listen, you don't utter this. I said, you get your mother, your daddy, your kindred behind the door. Glory be to God. If you want to get out of here safely, you got to come through the door. Amen. Which is Jesus Christ. Get them behind the door. Said if they go back out, said their blood is on them. It's not on us. Glory be to God. And they said, when you see us come, when you see us come, I said you hang this scarlet line that you've let us down by, and we'll spare that's behind the door. Glory be to God. She understood. She knew the situation. She didn't take that scarlet line in there in the bedroom and put it in the drawer. She hung her in the window. Glory be to God. What are you saying? This that I've got, I'm not a hiding it, my friend, beneath the hell holes of the world. Glory be to God. I've been born again, blood bought, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm going to act like it. Glory be to God. Oh. Listen. You hang the light in the window when you see it. My friend, she secured the light. Oh, it was dark. Oh, I believe that she checked on that thing every day, every night. I believe before she went to bed, she went over there and pulled on that light. Glory be to God. What would happen if we would pull on the strings of glory? God knows the situation. Here this line is. Here comes Israel. You ever thought about and wondered? Glory be to God, her up there looking out the window and them marching around wondering what was fixing to happen. How's he going to do it? Glory be to God, we've got news. We know how he's going to do it.
Amen.
He's going to step out on the cloud and declare that time shall be no more. They didn't tell her, listen, we're going to come over here. We're going to march around the city once today for 6 days. And on the seventh day, march 7 times. And we're going to shout. And the city's going to fall. Glory be to God. She didn't know how it was going to happen. But she knew it was going to happen.
Bless him.
How many of us, I'm talking about, has really got enough faith that we look and we see our kindred, our friends and our loved ones living a wretched, haphazard life, and we're praying for them, and we're saying, God, I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to take place, but you know the situation, and we're expecting something to happen.
Amen.
Here are when we request prayer for them. We just going through the motion. Here they are. They're marching around the city. My friend, she's got the line secured. Glory be to God, I've got a secure line. Up from here to glory. Here they are marching, and on the seventh day, 7 times, they give a shout, and the whole city, the high walls fell flat. Everything fell, but that Rahab was standing on. Glory be to God, I'm telling you, there's coming a day, my friend, when everything is going to fall, but that I'm standing on.
Amen.
You can be on it with me. Whosoever will, let him come.
Amen.
Let him drink of the water of life freely. My friend, you can't fix enough in your life. You can't change enough. My friend, you've got to come to the place that you realize that this carnal flesh that you're looking at is enmity to God, and it's going back to the dust of the earth. But that soul that he gave the breath of life to, and it became a living soul, my friend, it's going back to him that gave it. And in that day, the Bible said that there'll be many that will say, did we not do this? Did we not do that? Did we not cast out devils in your name? And he's going to look at them and he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew ye. Listen, by grace through faith are ye saved, and that not of work, lest any man should boast. Glory be to God. It's of a free will. I saw the woman up here that was praying. I believe she worked at the hospital, and on the back of it, it said, serving with compassion. Woo! Is that Jesus or the hospital? Oh, I think it would apply to the great physician. Oh, serving with compassion. What's the song? Justice call, mercy answered. Oh, listen. Nothing good had I done. Nothing good had I done. But that Sunday morning, Kenneth, I went to church. I'll be honest with you. My name was on the church book. I'd been baptized. I thought everything was A-OK. I thought that I was on my way to heaven. And I told my wife, we had the kids there. I said, listen, we need to take them to church. They need to hear the preached gospel. To where that when they come to the age of accountability, they'll know right from wrong, and they can make their own choice. She said, I'm ready to go anytime you are. I said, well, we're going Sunday. It was the Sunday before Christmas. The Sunday before Christmas. I went in over there at Harmony Grove, where I was a member. I sat down back there about where Willie's sitting. And she crapped and got up and he said, I know this ain't too Christmassy, but it's all of God. And he preached just the carpenter's son. Listen. God knew my situation. He knew I was deceived. He knew, my friend, that I needed pulling out of that horrible pit. Old Dwight thought he was going for his kids. But God knew the situation. I realized for the first time, a 28-year-old man, I realized I was lost. I realized that if I died, I'd die and go to hell. Listen. I could have got saved that Sunday morning. Oh, but that one that come but to rob, kill, steal, and destroy was on one shoulder. And our God was Christ with outstretched arm saying, just come. I died for you. Glory be to God. I want you to know if you get truly born again, it's going to get past for God. So loved the world. And you're going to say, for God so loved me. Amen. Listen, That Sunday morning, standing there, a lost man, Randy Jackson, I realized that if I'd have been the only one, he would have still come. He would have still come. It tore my heart all to pieces to think that I had walked over such love, my friend. Did I get saved that Sunday morning? No, I didn't. Could have, should have, but I didn't. I just won't do it my way. Lord, I can quit this. I can give this up. But there ain't no way I can fix that. There ain't no way I can change that. There ain't no way I can do that. Listen, I let the devil rob me. I went out of that church house with my world turned upside down. Listen, I walked over that little old farm up there for 3 days, bawling and a squalling, bartering with God. But listen, on a Wednesday night, way after midnight, probably somewhere around close to 2 o'clock in the morning, I fell off the couch out in the floor. I said, God, there's nothing I want to hold on to. Save me. He knew the situation. Immediately, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Listen, I went down with all the shame, the guilt that a man could go down with. But I come up, my friend, clean, pure, whiter than snow, a glorified, redeemed, a fit subject for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
The truth.
And it ain't all over yonder.
Amen.
Listen, when he was at the table there, he told them, he said, I'll eat no more. I'll eat no more till I eat it anew in my kingdom. My friend, he said, I'll drink no more until I drink it anew in my kingdom. My friend, I want you to know when he died on the cross, yielded up the ghost, my friend, and they took him and they placed him in an empty tomb there, and he went into the heart of the earth. My friend, he knew man's situation. My friend, he come out on the third day victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Glory be to God, a supreme sacrifice for the whole world.
Amen.
Once and for all. We need not go look for another.
Amen.
He is the Redeemer.
Amen.
He is the way out. Listen, I'm still preaching. He knows the situation. He knows the situation. I ain't forgot about Rahab. The walls fell down flat. There her house was standing. Joshua looked at them too. He said, go get her and get all that's behind the door. Glory be to God. Don't you know that they were with a glad heart? Listen, God knows the situation. Listen, I see another man. I see another man over there, Belshazzar. He called for a great big party. He said, bring them in, 1,000, I think it was. of his friends, my friend, and his wives and their concubines, and they began to drink and to have the party, my friend. And then he got bold and he said, bring me the gold and the silver vessels out of the Lord's temple that Nebuchadnezzar brought back. My friend, they brought them in there. They poured their drink in it. They began to worship gods of stone, silver, gold, my friend, and wood. But I want you to know, God was well aware of the situation. Listen, there wasn't a word said, but a finger began to write on the wall. The Bible said that his countenance fell, that his knees began to smoke one against the other. My friend, he understood the situation. My friend, God knows the situation, and you're not ignorant to the situation. It's a two-way situation. if you can understand that. It's a two-way situation. He understands the situation. You know the situation. And what happens is totally up to you. You say, preacher, can you say that about Belshazzar? Just listen.
Yes, sir.
Just listen. He called in all of his soothsayers and the astrologers. Said, tell me the writing on the wall, what it means. Said, I'll make you third in the kingdom. I'll put a robe on you and I'll put a gold chain around your neck. My friend, I believe those astrologers and those soothsayers desired that he was offering, but they could not discern it. Why? My friend, it was spiritual. It was of God, from God, and it had to be spiritually discerned. They were all a stone. They couldn't understand. And then Belshazzar's mother come in. She said, oh, live forever, O king. She said, for I remember in your father's day, there was a man that he led captivity out of jewelry. Said that he was a discerner of the deep thoughts and the hard sentences. Said, call him. He can tell you. Called him and he brought him in and he said, or lie that Daniel. And he began to talk to him. He said, if you tell me the interpretation, I'll give you a robe, I'll put a gold chain on your neck, and I'll make you third in command. He said, keep your gifts. Give them to another. He said, but this is the interpretation. This is the situation. Mean, tekel, upharsin. What did it mean? What did it mean? The Bible said, he told him, he said, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Said this night, said the kingdom will be took from you. In other words, everything that you're looking at, holding on to, worshiping and putting first, it's going to be gone. It's going to be gone. He said, you knew. He said, you knew. He said, you knew when your father, the Lord, give him the kingdom. And who he let live, lived. And that he said died, died. And when he got lifted up in pride, said the kingdom was took and he was put out there with a wow. Amen. For 7 years, hair growed out like eagle feathers, fingernails like eagle claws. My friend, he was there until he realized the situation. There was no other majesty like God. He confessed it, admitted it, and he was restored. He told Belshazzar, he said, you knew all of this. You knew it. You knew it. And you still went the way that you went. Mercy run out.
Amen.
Listen, you go out here in the cemetery, you'll see a born date. Then there'll be a little bitty dash. And then there'll be a death date. And that little bitty dash is what matters. What we do with the opportunity that God puts before us needs to be admonished with all godly respect.
Amen.
We need to realize that time is running out. Things are not going to always go as they're going. But listen, God is aware of the situation. I'm trying to hurry. I didn't think I'd stand but just a minute. Listen, God knows the situation. I see another man over there that had went up to Jerusalem to worship. And if you'll have it, he was going home lost.
Yeah. Amen.
He was going home lost. He saw something up there. My friend, he realized the situation. And he knew he was going home lost.
Yeah.
Here he is, sitting in the chariot, a reading. And God knows the situation. Here Philip is down there in a great revival. People's being saved, people's being healed. But there's a man over there that has got humble, that realizes the situation. He understands he's lost, and he's needing help.
Amen.
God knows the situation. He said, Philip, go down towards Gaza, down toward the desert. He goes down there. Here this Ethiopian, he's sitting in the chariot reading Isaiah. And Philip asked him, said, understandest that I read it? He said, how can I except some man guide me? God knew the situation. He knew that man needed help. And he pulled that man out of a great revival and got him down there one-on-one. You tell me one don't mean something. Understandest thou readest? How can I except some man guide me? He crawls up in the chariot, and the Bible said that he was a reading there where he was led as a lamb to the shear. To the slaughter, dumb before the shear, open not his mouth, and straightway preach Jesus to him.
Amen.
Who is this Jesus? Glory be to God, when the truth comes out, you understand that's all you need.
Amen.
Just give me Jesus.
Yep.
I don't understand everything between here and there, but glory be to God, you get hooked up with Jesus, and he'll begin to reveal it to you.
Amen.
Paul said this thing wouldn't have no private interpretation. He said it wasn't done in the corner. Glory be to God, you want to know? You cry out, God will reveal it to you.
Amen.
He preached Jesus to him. And as they're going, he said, what hindereth me from being baptized? He said, if thou believest in Jesus, he said, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Here's water. They went down. God knew the situation. A pool of water in the desert. You tell me he don't know the situation. He knows the desires of a man's heart. He knows what he stands in need of. My friend, and it's his good pleasure to pour out a blessing upon his children. One that they can't contain.
Amen.
He baptized him and straightway the Spirit took him out.
Amen.
I see another one. I see another one. They were building the church. They were coming together. Everybody had all things common. They were selling, putting it together. Sapphire and Ananias. Sapphire and Ananias.
Yeah.
They sold theirs.
Sure did.
They sold theirs. Listen, God knows the situation. God knows. Ananias come in there. Here, Peter. He said, is this what it brought? He said, yeah, what it brought. But they lied. He lied. He had already purposed in his heart to keep back a part of it. Peter said, listen. He said, you've not lied to me. But you've lied to the Holy Spirit. We standing here, sitting here, the Spirit saying, come. We saying, it ain't me. Everything's all right. Who are we lying to? Who are we lying to? Is it not the Holy Spirit? Is it not the Holy Spirit? He yielded up the ghost, died. They carried him out. The Bible said in about the space of 3 hours, his wife came in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Said, did it bring so much? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said, why? Have y'all done this?
Yep.
Said, while it was yours,
yep.
You could have given what you wanted.
Right.
You could have given what you wanted, but you lied.
Mm-hmm.
The same ones that carried your husband out are at the door.
Yes, sir.
And she yielded up the ghost. You lie to that Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You lie to it. And it takes its flight.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a cold, dead state.
Amen.
And I'll say this, hear me. If and when that happens, at that point in time and in that space, there is no help.
That's right.
There is no help.
No.
I'm not telling you that the Lord won't pass by and give you another opportunity.
No.
But if that spirit takes its flight,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And you're standing there in a cold, spiritually dead state, and he calls you out,
mm-hmm.
You'll lift your eyes in hell.
Amen.
God knows the situation.
Amen.
He's made a way out for you.
Yep.
He loves you. He wants you. He wants to give you a good life.
Amen.
I told Randy last night, sitting on the bench, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I said, but if a Christian life ended at the grave, it's still the best life.
Amen.
It's still the best life. Why? He said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
Not over yonder, but in this present world, in this present time,
amen.
We can have life and have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
And there's not but two. The other one come but to rob, kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah.
He wants to take every good thing in you.
Mm-hmm.
Walk all over you. And then leave you for the whole world. To make a mockery of. That's the message. God knows the situation. You may not. Be in a situation where you're lost. You may not be in a situation where you're backslid. But having problems in life that's just got too big. They're overwhelming you. You feel yourself smothering, going down under the load. Jesus knows the situation. He knows the situation. What did he tell you last night? He's a present help in the time of need, trouble. He wants to be your Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be your all in all.
Yep.
And he's not standing and asking you ignorantly. He knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself. There's nothing that you can reveal that he didn't already know.
Yep.
That's the reason that he loved us when we were unlovable. He knew the situation. He knew this flesh. He knew the warfare. Come on out, man. Come get a song. I like it when it's quiet like this. He knows the situation, and you're evaluating the situation right now. There's a warfare going on. There's a warfare. One's a pulling and saying, come. Come, I'll give you peace. The other one saying, just wait. You need to, but not tonight. Just wait. You wait long enough, you'll lift your eyes in hell. Come on out, men.